Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 8th February 2021. Top stories for today. Dato Sri Anwar Ibrahim has filed an application to refer several questions to the federal court pertaining to his judicial review over the government's decision in advising the King to declare an emergency proclamation. The questions posed for the High Court to consider, referring to the Federal Court, including whether the decision to give advice and or the advice given by Cabinet led by Prime Minister to the King to suspend Parliament is subjected to the ouster clauses in Article 150 of the Federal Constitution. The second question is whether the decision to give the advice and or the advice given by Cabinet led by the Prime Minister to the King to suspend Parliament is reviewable by the courts. The Malaysian Examination Board LPM today clarified that there are no changes to this year's Sijil Pelajaran Malaysia SPM examination format. LPM, in a statement today, said a newspaper report related to the purported changes in the format of the SPM examination in the future is not true and the board has never made any confirmation on the matter. The Government of Malaysia, through the Inland Revenue Board of Malaysia, IRB, has filed a suit against Eric Tan Kim Leong, who is alleged to be an ally of fugitive businessman Lau Teck Joe, or Joe Lo, demanding that Tan pay income tax totaling 68 million ringgit. The Malaysian government, as the plaintiff, filed the writ of summons via IRB on January 15th at the High Court here and named Tan, 43, as the defendant over income tax arrears for the years of assessment from 2010 to 2013. The family of Nora Ann Quirin has filed an application seeking a revision of the verdict of the coroner's court here, which had declared Franco-Irish teenager's death a misadventure. The family's counsel, Louise Azmi, said the application was filed at the High Court in Kuala Lumpur here last Friday. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pleaded not guilty on Monday to corruption charges at the resumption of his trial some weeks before Israeli voters again passed judgment on his leadership. Netanyahu was indicted in 2019 in long-running cases involving gifts from millionaire friends and for allegedly seeking regulatory favours for media tycoons in return for favourable coverage. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.